Chicago.
A summary of fund transfers being presented to the Committee on Finance, Personnel, and Audit. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Granzo.
There's two items on here. One is an airport item that I'd let the airport explain. The second item is for fleet. I can talk about that one if you'd like.
By fleet.
Okay. The fleet item is a request of $350,000. It's broken out into three categories, one of natural gas, one of parts, and one of outside services. It's deficiting as a result of the harsh winter that we've had. Parts utilization was high. Our outside services are for things that we take our vehicles out for and have them repaired or fixed because they require a specialization level that we need to do that for. So it's a result of knowing that we've had such a harsh winter. That's the effect. I will say that the item was it was taken off of finance, so it will not be before finance this month.
Okay. And Ms. Seymour, did you get the information on why would they want to take the money early this time versus later on in the year? That was a question that during agenda study?
No, I don't have information.
Okay.
I can answer that if you'd like, Mr. Chairman. We wanted to be proactive on this to identify the fact that, you know, the parts line is an area where we know we've had utilization there. It's happened. So has the service for the vehicles that we've taken out. We don't want to bring this at the end of the year and not lose sight of what we've gone through for this first quarter, if you know, in the harsh winter that we've had. And we probably will have to come back at some point in time as that account gets exhausted to have that replenished. So you may see this back again somewhere down the line, likely before the start of the winter.
Okay. Mr. Blue.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and Supervisors. Again, Terry Blue, Interim Airport Director. The fund transfer being requested is tied to a project or a program offered by the Wisconsin Focus on Energy that provides incentives to organizations like Mitchell Airport if they, one, complete a study of retrocommissioning and then implement the findings from the retrocommissioning study. GMI issued an RFP back in 2012. The successful respondent was Grafe. They completed the study and came up with, I believe it was, six recommendations to be implemented. A retrocommissioning essentially looks at how do you optimize all of your HVAC systems at the airport, take them back to the state where they are the most efficient as possible. These six recommendations to implement them would cost the airport roughly $755,500. When implemented, they will have a payback to the airport through efficiency of $146,000 a year and change, thereby having a payback of just over 5 years. Once those recommendations are completed, the airport will qualify for $105,000 incentive from Focus on Energy. The source of the funds comes from an airport's reserve account, and we are recommending approval.
Any questions, Supervisor Jersey?
Yeah, what does you've got a sentence here? No credit was taken in savings or payback for non-focus and incentive-based FIMs. Could you?
I'm sorry. Could you state that again?
That's in your report under airport. It is the second paragraph, the last sentence of that second paragraph.
Okay. Mr. Chair, Supervisors, essentially there were six recommendations that came out of the study. Of those six recommendations, a couple of them are not eligible for the payback. So these are things the airport is doing that are not eligible for the grant from Focus on Energy. However, because they are, they make sense, they are a benefit to the airport, we are proceeding with those anyway. So this statement basically says we're not taking credit in the savings or payback for implementing those initiatives.
Mr. Booth, can I ask you how you find out about these types of programs? how you're able to be proactive on kind of maximizing these kinds of things. Where, how do you find out about those things?
Mr. Chair, Supervisors, our environmental manager has worked very closely with the DAS Facilities Management Department, Environmental Management, and we maintain a working relationship with Focus on Energy. I think they also pay close attention to us, recognizing that we're a rather large facility, very high profile, and their goal is, of course, to slow down the meters spinning at facilities everywhere. That, of course, is our goal as well. Anything we can do to slow down the electric meter a little bit is something we're keenly looking into.
Yeah, I strongly support that. I think my point is you work with DAS. My assumption is you also work with procurement from time to time. So the airport works with other county departments. And the reason I'm spending a little time on that, Mr. Chair, is there is a group meeting, and will continue to meet, called Transform Milwaukee. And as I sit in those meetings, some of their statements are quite naive in terms of governance of an airport. It's just fantastic the kind of interplay government services have with regard to the airport at Mitchell. You know, sometimes they talk as if the entity runs all by itself. And I just like to start highlighting that, because quite a few of the people who are on that committee and are talking about our airport didn't even know that the Transportation Public Works Committee helps to oversee the governance of the airport. In fact, my comment was perhaps a third of our agenda every month talks about airport business. But I think we need to... This is another one of those things that government has, you know, done that people have no idea they do until all of a sudden, you know, if the wheel ain't broken. But we need to maybe highlight this from time to time, Mr. Chair. So I'm going to spend a little time once in a while just bringing that up and talking about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
Any other comments? Since it's only an informational. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item 13.